Today, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency announced it conducted a successful test of a system designed to shoot down intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's the first test of the system by the U.S. in almost 3 years. The closely watched exercise came just a day after a North Korean missile test and weeks of a provocative uptick in such launches. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan sits on the Armed Services Committee.
Today was clearly good news. That was the first time that we've tested and then intercepted an ICBM-type missile.
Sullivan has been a vocal proponent of national missile defense. Last week, he was part of a bipartisan group of senators to introduce a bill that would expand such systems through adding more interceptors, increasing testing, and speeding up technical developments on the complex designs. After a series of testing failures, a report from the Government Accountability Office last year found that many of the Missile Defense Agency's aims remained unmet, and the system hasn't demonstrated reliability. Sullivan says that in spite of problems, tests like today's are a positive sign for the evolving technology.
I wouldn't say it's proven, but it's technology that has an enormous amount of promise. What my bill tries to do is to accelerate this because the threat is accelerating.
According to the GAO, the military has spent tens of billions in taxpayer dollars on ground-based missile defense systems. Critics say the technology not only has a poor performance record, but is already largely obsolete and has faced major setbacks because of a flawed development process. According to the Associated Press, today's test cost $244 million to conduct. Sullivan says not every new test is likely to bear that $250 million price tag, and that even unsuccessful practice launches are instructive.
We need to make sure we have a culture that as we advance, it's okay to fail because we're still learning.
The ground-based mid-course defense system tested today includes 4 missile interceptors in California and 32 more at Fort Greely near Delta in Alaska's interior.